Harper Via and Harper Audio present Defending Alice, a novel of love and race in the Roaring Twenties by Richard Stratton. Performed by James Anderson Foster, Imani Jade Powers, and Joel Frumkin. The first thing that a man, striving to come of age in any period of human history, has to do is to choose what is true, what is real, and what is not real in the picture of society established for him by his elders. John Dos Passos. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, New Living Translation. Part 1. Colorblind. Chapter 1. For the Defense. I long demurred in writing of the Rhinelander trial. Alice Beatrice Jones Rhinelander is my client. I am her attorney of record, and as such, I am bound by the attorney-client privilege. As sometimes happens over the course of a protracted legal proceeding, Alice and I became quite close. Now she has asked that the privilege be waived. Alice has given me permission to divulge even her most intimate confessions. To that end, when we agreed to embark on this account of the case, Alice provided me with her diaries, the memoirs closest to a woman's heart, revealing her innermost feelings and thoughts, all so that we might, in her words, set the record straight. Yes, I am Alice's advocate. I am also her confessor, and I admit to bias. Alice has my heart. I write this for her. When Alice first gave me her journals, she was ashamed of her writing, calling it, as did Rhinelander's lawyers, crude and unschooled. Unlike the Rhinelander attorneys, however, who would seek to shame Alice by entering her letters in evidence at trial and then bring attention to errors of spelling and grammar, for the benefit of my readers, I have endeavored to edit her journal entries, although without changing or even shading the meaning and intent of her words. The Rhinelander lawsuit was heard before a judge and jury in Westchester County Superior Court in White Plains, New York. The month-long trial provoked a frenzy of front-page newspaper stories and feature articles in national magazines. The case dominated the tabloids every day for weeks on end in America, and with dissemination through wire services, the Rhinelander lawsuit was news in Europe as well. It began with the initial discovery of the marriage, which led to a virtual invasion of our town by reporters, cameramen, and avid, even violent, followers of the case. The mania for news about the trial and the litigants continued throughout the year-long legal proceedings, reached a climax during the testimony of the plaintiff, Leonard Rhinelander, and barely subsided with the verdict and lengthy aftermath of appeals and settlements as human interest stories continued to appear on the fate of the infamous couple. Yet, in all that has been written about the parties and the issues involved in the Rhinelander lawsuit, no one has told the true and heartfelt essence of what this case is really about. Rhinelander v. Rhinelander, when stripped of all the sordid details, is a story of innocent young love, tainted and corrupted by money, prejudice, and social standing. I know the Jones family. I knew them even before the trial. George Jones, Alice's father, is well regarded in our New Rochelle, New York community. He is the owner and operator of our town taxi service. Of West Indian descent, he is a powerfully built man with a dark coffee-colored complexion, wiry iron-gray hair, and a pure white mustache. His wife, Elizabeth Jones, is English, white, and decided.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?